This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh School Board meets tomorrow to find a replacement for Board President Bob Peschel. Peschel announced his resignation last month. Nine people have applied to fill out his term on the school board. The nine applicants include former school board members, citizens, along with former teachers. The board plans to name a replacement in time for their November 9th meeting. The City Council holds a public hearing on their proposed budget on Wednesday. The Council is being asked to add additional staff, but some Council members say they're not going to support increasing property taxes any more than the proposed 4.19%. Winnebago County is also working on their budget for next year. County Executive Don Damel wants the tax rate actually reduced because people are hurting right now. Page 2. Work is already underway on the annual Celebration of Lights in Menominee Park. Crews continue to install that 100-foot Christmas tree and other displays. The Celebration of Lights is celebrating its 21st anniversary this year. It starts in a little better than 3 weeks. The midterm elections are 1 week from today. Clerks say they're expecting a strong turnout next Tuesday. Meanwhile, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders plans to come to Oshkosh on Saturday to campaign for Democrats. He'll make a couple other stops around the state. Due to an increase in overdose deaths, the Winnebago County Health Department now offering free training on the use of Narcan. Two clinics will be held, the first one coming up next week on Thursday from 5:30 till 6:30 p.m. Details on the county's website. The Oshkosh Humane Society is overrun with cats right now. The Humane Society received better than 50 cats in the last 2 weeks. They're asking people to either foster or adopt them. The Powerball jackpot is growing again. Do you have your ticket yet? No winner last night. It means the Powerball jackpot later this week will hit $1.2 billion with a B dollars. Good luck to everybody. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again later this week on the Chamber website. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.